little after 1 o'clock, we had a fire come in, a report of a fire at Steel Creek Ranch out here south of Curtin on Earn Road, fire in a barn. And Precinct 3 responded. District 2, Precinct 3 were toned out initially, and we had reports of a lot of fire in the barn. So we asked for another tone for mutual aid from Precinct 4 and also from College Station Fire so they could respond tankers with us. First unit got on scene, had heavy fire in the barn. Assistant Chief Greg Yonda and Captain Jerry Murphy started the initial attack. Took the defensive posture because we had buildings pretty close to the barn. Managed to contain the barn. The barn's still standing, but it's probably going to be a total loss of the steel structure. Nobody was injured, no animal was injured. It was an empty barn that had been working in it trying to kind of refurbish it. It's a 24-year-old barn. So the fire's out right now, and started releasing units and cleaning up. Eventually with the property owners right now.
Any nearby buildings threatened?
We had buildings that were threatened initially, but we got that. Initially what we did is we set up lines in between those buildings and managed to keep us from getting close to them. I'm standing here looking, probably the closest we got was about 20 feet. We had fire come out in the grass about 20 feet from another barn. But and the buildings are about 25 feet apart, I think. So.
When I came to work, I don't recall the wind being a big deal. Was that an issue?
Yes and no. When I got here, we actually had wind coming from one direction, and within 5 minutes, it was coming from the other direction. So we actually had two lines set up. We had a line set up on either end of the barn, and kind of depending on which way the wind was blowing, was determined how we were attacking the fire. We were able to pretty well attack it with the wind at our back. So it helped to spread the fire for sure. It helped to feed it and keep the fuel burning, but it was as much help as it was hindrance for us just because it's so hot out.
Now this is going to be the next question, considering triple-digit readings. How are all the firefighters doing?
They're hot. They're very hot, myself included. But they're doing okay. I think every truck that responded out here today had the foresight to grab cold water or cold Gatorade on the way out the door. So everybody's taking care of that pretty well. We just had to rotate our crews a lot. We haven't been able to put everybody on the hoses at once at all. We've had to rotate just a couple at a time just to keep fresh people.
It's been a while since I've been out there. I'm trying to visualize how large this structure was.
This structure is, I haven't gotten the measurement from them, but I'm looking at it. It looks like it's about 30 by 60. I had to guess. Pretty good size horse barn. It's not huge, but it's a good size. It's like probably at 2, 4, 5, probably between 8 and 10 stalls in it.
Any loss of livestock or livestock being threatened?
No, sir. No, sir. They did not have any livestock in the barn at this time. It does look like they had I think this was going to be their show goat, the goat barn. One of the things he was just telling me. And it looks like a couple of their chutes took some heat damage, but even those may be okay just because of where they were located.
Is this the only barn out there then?
No. I'm standing up against one right now, and then there's another shop across the road from it, and then looks like another small shop in another box. Probably, probably 4, 5 outbuildings right here. Looks like probably 3 shops with 2 barns or something like that.
I know this is still very early. Any sort of information about what may have happened?
What it seems like we had they noticed a smoldering fire yesterday and some hay and manure next to one of the feed rooms, and they put that out, and it went back out there today, and obviously it got going again. The thing is, the barn was open on the ends. I think the wind went across it, but the temperature just fed that fire. Probably it broke out before anybody realized it. And whether that was what caused that fire could have been, there's two possibilities. One is that it could have been a case of spontaneous ignition, just because of the fact that you had so much organic matter in there. That is something that it fit the description for that sort of a fire. They also said they had been doing work in the barn in the last couple of weeks. They've been doing some hot work, so it's possible that it was just a smoldering fire that that nobody noticed.
You had mentioned nobody inside. Was there any sort of attempt to extinguish it while you guys were responding?
There was. They were working to try to put the fire out themselves, but when it broke out this time, it was just too much for them.
And they backed off at that point?
Yes, sir.
And no civilians then were hurt then?
No, sir.